Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Joining us live on News Radio 930 WBEN, one of the voices you heard in the news conference you heard here on News Radio 930 WBEN, Assemblyman Phil Palmisano, who is a Republican conservative from Corning with its delightful little railroad stop right by the Corning Glass Museum. Assemblyman, thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
It's a privilege to be with you. Thank you very much for having me.
So, as far as the electrification of New York State, how frustrating is it for you that most people in the state of New York, maybe some of them listening to your voice in just a few seconds, are absolutely unaware of the giant Acme anvil that is about to fall on their heads and their pocketbooks?
Well, that's exactly the problem that's going on right now, because most people don't understand what's going on. When we talk to them about not being able to have natural gas in your new home, they said, no, that's not true. The policies that are being implemented in New York State, unfortunately, by this governor and by a legislature, Democrat-controlled in Albany, is totally designed to dismantle the affordable and reliable natural gas infrastructure supply and delivery system. It's totally designed to take away consumer choice on how you heat your home, cook your food, power your vehicle, and power your building and in the vehicle you drive. It's totally designed, will jeopardize the reliability of the grid, leading to dangerous and deadly blackouts. And it will continue our nation-leading out-migration of more New Yorkers, families, farmers, small businesses, and manufacturers leaving the state of New York. And it's the policies that are being implemented. And Governor Hochul is really quick to jump on the utilities for the rate increases. And they're absorbing it, no doubt about it. But the fact of the matter is it's her policies that are driving these rate increases. And they don't want to talk about that. So where was Governor Hochul in July of 2023 when the PSC approved $43 billion in future ratepayer increases? Where was she then? Where was she when they talked about the estimates to convert your home over for natural gas to full electrification, $35,000 to $50,000 plus? She talks a good game, but her policies and the legislature's policies are not backing them up. And that's what I'm concerned about. Consumers want energy choice, and they want energy affordability and reliability.
One of the points that came up very early on in your news conference today was, you just mentioned, affordability of New York State. How in the world are people going to be able to afford increases in their school taxes because of those new buses they're going to have to buy, as well as the charging stations, which are not exactly inexpensive. They're going to have to pay an electrician in many cases to upgrade their electric service. They're going to have to pay a hell of a lot more for heat pumps than they're paying for their natural gas energy efficient furnaces. This is going to be, I think, absolutely crippling. And, you know, if this was a Republican proposal, the Democrats would be saying this is going to adversely impact women and minorities more, and the Republicans are pushing grandma off a cliff in her wheelchair. She can't afford this.
Oh, listen, when we talk about the electric school bus mandate, that's the mother of all unfunded mandates, as I refer to it. And here's the hypocrisy of the state of New York and the governor. School districts are required to convert their entire fleet by 2035, a full 5 years before the state of New York is required to convert their medium and heavy duty fleets. And oh, by the way, the state of New York has an out for feasibility costs and reliability, but our school districts do not. So why are we asking our school districts and local property taxpayers be the guinea pig for this social experiment? It doesn't make any sense to me. When we talk about the replacement costs, electric school bus, $400,000 to $450,000 versus for a near zero emission diesel school bus, $125,000 to $150,000. So estimated cost for $8 to $15 billion in total replacement cost by the Empire Center. That doesn't even get into the charging infrastructure, billions of dollars. And even school districts, we had a press conference with school districts. One school district in the Albany, New York area said it was going to cost them $30 million to improve their substation to bring the power in from the grid. That's going to be borne by the local property taxpayers and only themselves. This policies are so misguided, and affordability, reliability, feasibility, safety, energy choice are not part of the discussion. But they talk about affordability, but they don't back it up with their actions and their policies, and that's the problem.
Well, they certainly aren't, and they haven't been. And this NYSERDA hearing or time for public comments at the downtown library tonight gets underway at 5 o'clock. Here's one of the concerns a lot of people have. Okay, so people are going to go, and they're going to complain. They're going to raise logical, valid, common sense arguments. What happens next? I mean, why would the Democrats who run everything in New York State backtrack suddenly on what is a key ideological agenda item for them?
It's a very good point, and that's the thing we're going to say. One of the points I'm going to make in my 2 minutes, you have to listen to stakeholder comments because they have a history. The Climate Action Council, they didn't listen to talk about stakeholder comments. They didn't answer the questions. They can't just listen and pass it on and just move on to the next thing. The plan is supposed to be a better plan by getting that input, and there's going to be a lot of concerns raised. But yet, and not only here, but we're also calling for hearings in central New York, the North Country, and the Southern Tier, because they're glaringly omitted from this hearing schedule. Why should they not have a voice in these hearings? And we should extend the public comment period an additional 90 days and not rush this thing. Otherwise, they have to be done by October 6th. This is such a far-reaching and far-impactful energy policy and plan being implemented in the state of New York. We need more time to allow more voices and allow more access to it. So we can do it a better way, but they need to listen to us, and we're going to keep pushing these issues because it's about the consumer.
Well, you mentioned the North Country, and there's been some litigation over this, and you've got that judge in the North Country who basically has given the green light to what New York State's going to do.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. I mean, it's just it's very, very concerning. You got the All-Electric Buildings Act. You got Cap and Invest. You got the electric school buses, the electric vehicles. You talk about the HEAT Act proposals, which would basically unfortunately, it didn't pass, but it would give the PSC the ability to go in and totally decommission neighborhoods for natural gas. The 100-foot rule, their whole goal is to get less people on the natural gas infrastructure supply system and to make it cost all those people who are on it more and more money, and that's unproblematic. And you think about people who use propane to heat their homes. They want to go to full electrification to heat pumps. They don't work so well in the wintertime, especially in colder temperatures, especially up in the North Country and here in Western New York when it gets really cold.
We are talking with New York State Assemblyman Phil Palmisano from Corning. He's a Republican conservative on News Radio 930 WBEN. One of the possible rescue lines may be a bill that Nick Langworthy, on which he's trying to gain traction in Washington, and that is the Choice in Energy Act that he's put out. But let's just presume for a moment that states are prohibited from banning natural gas or other energy sources. Don't you just know there's going to be a court challenge, and the court challenge will probably move forward on the basis of the 10th Amendment, and they'll probably win?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, I mean, there certainly would be lawsuit challenges, but I'm glad Congressman Langworthy is doing this. I was with him at a press conference in Elmira last week, and I was with him about a few months ago when he did it. We need this. We need energy choice. People want energy choice. In fact, there was a poll done not too long ago that said 71% of New Yorkers oppose the natural gas ban, including 76% of independents. They believe there should be consumer choice. And two-thirds of New Yorkers want a balance between renewable energy and natural gas, including 74% of Democrats. So why isn't Governor Hochul and the Democrats in Albany listening to these numbers? Because New Yorkers want a clear choice. So, yes, there will be lawsuits, but we need to keep pushing forward on this. We need to give consumer choice. We need to make energy affordability, energy reliability, and energy feasibility a priority. And think about it. Businesses care about, when it comes to energy policy, affordable and reliable energy. If they can't get affordable and reliable energy in New York, they will go elsewhere, as they have already been doing.
Yeah, not to mention the population. So the one argument that I haven't heard quite yet, but I'm sure it's going to come up, is you Republicans are only doing this because you're pre-positioning for the governor's race coming up, and you want to help Stefanik all you can.
Well, my response to that is I've been talking about this since 2019 and before when they passed the CLCPA. I've been the ranking member on the Energy Committee since for 13 years. I've talked about this issue till I'm blue in my face, talking about these green energy mandates that are going to keep driving up energy prices. And for what? New York only contributes 0.4% of total global emissions, 0.4. China contributes 30%, has 1,000 coal plants, and building more every week. And in fact, China expanded their coal generating capacity last year by 95 gigawatts. For your listener, 1 gigawatt is the equivalent of powering 750,000 homes. New York's total generating capacity in New York is 41 gigawatts. That's wind, solar, hydro, natural gas, nuclear, and oil. 41 gigawatts of total generating capacity with everything. China's expanding their coal generating capacity by 95 gigawatts. Do we really think China's going to help us meet these clean energy goals? 0.4%. We can get down to zero, but what we will do is we will destroy families, farmers, small businesses, and manufacturers, and they will continue to leave the state of New York.
Is there any hope?
Yeah, I believe there's hope. You got to fight. We got to speak up. The public needs to speak up, and they need to let Governor Hochul that they want energy choice. They want energy affordability. They want their natural gas stove. They want their gas stove. They want their gas vehicle. They don't want to. Hey, if someone wants an electric vehicle, God bless them. Let them buy one. If someone wants an electric heat pump, God bless them. Let them do it. But don't mandate that I have an electric stove. Don't mandate that I have an electric heat pump. If I want to heat with natural gas, which again, 60% of New Yorkers already do heat with natural gas, 40% of our generation comes from natural gas. And here in Western New York, it's more like 90% of people heat their homes with natural gas. People like natural gas and propane. It's clean burning. It's reliable. It's dispatchable. And think about the storm we had, the winter storm we had a couple of years ago, I believe it was Elliot.
I worked it.
If we were on our full electrification, more people would have died, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, I worked it, and a bunch of people here at this radio station worked it, and we talked to people who were stranded in homes without heat. We talked to people who were stranded in vehicles without fuel, and it was not pretty.
It wasn't pretty, and we need to be cognizant of these situations when we're putting forth an energy plan that with a forced electrification, which, again, wind and solar doesn't work. If the sun doesn't shine, the wind doesn't blow, but yet it's not dispatchable energy. Natural gas, nuclear is dispatchable energy. And in that nuclear we have now, if we're going to get that advanced nuclear, it's going to take some time, but it's dispatched, reliable energy. And yet, by 2040, to meet this net zero generation, they say we need 27 to 45 gigawatts of dispatchable emission-free resources. Wind and solar does not count because it's intermittent. But they don't even know what the technology is yet. They don't know if it's going to be an advanced nuclear. They don't know if it's hydrogen. They don't know if it's carbon capture, sequestration, or renewable natural gas or propane. They don't know. So, and natural gas has always been referred to as a bridge fuel. You don't tear down a bridge before you build a new one, but that's exactly what Governor Hochul and the Democrats in Albany continue to do when they advance these dangerous and costly policies to meet and appease the green energy advocates. And the only thing green about these policies is what it's going to cost ratepayers in additional funds, businesses in additional funds, for the rates and for the cost for an energy conversion cost.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to want to buy a house in New York State when this kicks in, because they're going to be walking into a money pit.
Oh, yeah. Starting in January, we have the All-Electric Buildings Act, so a new home can't be constructed with access to natural gas. That is wrong. That shouldn't be the situation. People should have that choice. Home builders are saying this is going to cost more money for building homes. It's going to cost people more money. And heating with electric is much more expensive than heating with natural gas.
Assemblyman, I've got to go here, but sure. please make people see the light, because this affects everybody in New York State, Republican, Democrat. Why are you allowing your party to be hijacked by people who are screwing you badly? Thank you.
Assemblyman, thank you.
I appreciate your call. Phil Palmisano, Assemblyman from Corning, New York.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.